We hope you enjoyed this teaching by Pastor Steve Kelly and Wave Church. We thank you for taking the time to listen to this teaching, and we believe that it will enrich and empower your life.
Well, how you doing? Do you know, today could be, if you understood it, it's not just another day. You know, this expression, one day is as good as the next. Nothing could be further than the truth if you're a son of Issachar. The Bible says that the sons of Issachar were a discerner of the times and of the seasons. Do you know the Bible says God works through time, that God works through seasons, that God created seasons. There'd be seasons of summer, sunny, warm days, things are blessed, and there'll be seasons of winter when everything, the leaves have fallen off the trees, it's cold. There'll be seasons of spring, of new growth, and there'll be seasons of autumn when things that actually were blessed and blooming start falling off. God created the seasons to help us understand how He works. Amen. The Bible says there'll be seed time and there'll be harvest time. And I believe that the beginning of a new year, which is actually we're facing this week, as we go into the new year within these next 7 days, I believe God works through time and seasons. And we've declared today, it's not some national declaration. We've declared today is Selah Sunday. Now, that's not something that's a common thing. We named it that because we want to have what I believe to be a Sons of Issachar moment. Right now, as you're seated there, somebody, it's not homework, relax. Somebody's handing out to you a sheet that's going to give it a little bit of explanation. And I'm going to need you to have a pen or a pencil, some writing instrument, because I actually want you to participate in this message for just a few moments, because today we call this Selah Sunday. We want to pause, we want to reflect, and not only do we want to look backwards, but we want to look forwards. So have a look at your notes there. It simply says, this word Selah occurs 74 times in Scripture, 71 times in Psalms, and 3 times in Habakkuk, I forgot how to say it now. The way I've always said it was Habakkuk. No, Habakkuk. The way I've always said it is Habakkuk. But apparently in the United States, it's Habakkuk. Is that right? Now, when you get to heaven and you ask, where's Habakkuk? Everyone's going to go, who? And then you'll remember your pastor who speaks the language of heaven. And then you'll say, Habakkuk. And they'll all go, oh, he's over there. I thought that was funny myself. Praise the Lord. Okay. And so the literal meaning is unknown due to its prominent placement in Psalms. Some theologians believe it is merely a musical term to guide musicians or choirs. It has, however, become widely accepted to mean this, to pause, to think, or to reflect. Cambridge defines it as this. Watch this one now. This is really powerful. To think carefully and deeply about something, especially options. I want you to think about that. To think carefully and deeply about something. Within the context of the word Selah is especially about options. Now, the truth is you've got an option of what you pause and reflect on. If you pause and reflect on bad things, then your whole life and your whole future will be dominated by what you think about. And we have options of what we can think about our past. You can look at it darkly, or you can look at it and see the goodness of God. And yet also we've got options to pause and reflect of what our future is going to look like. So the Bible says to think deeply. And not the Bible, but the meaning of the word Selah, which is the Bible, means to think deeply and carefully, especially options. As such, a reflection is not only looking back, but a strategic act in looking forwards. Selah Sunday is a time for celebration of what God has done and what He's preparing to do in the coming year. Selah Sunday looks backwards, and I've given you all the Bible verses that give that definition, and you look at it and it's reflecting, looking back over the years in the book of Psalms, that we are able to look back and say, Selah, Think about what the Lord has done. But not only is it looking backwards, but look at the scriptures that represent the present or the future. Psalm 3, verse 8, salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing will be upon your people. It's talking about what's happening today and what's happening in the future. So in other words, this Hebrew word selah is used with actions occurring in the past, present, and the ongoing, and the future. Amen. Selah is a fitting theme for both celebrating what God has done and what God is stirring faith to believe what He can do in our future. Everybody say selah. I love that word. So here's what I want to do. If you got your pen, you got your pen and paper, watch this now. I want you to write down your reflections right now. Think about it. Think carefully and think deeply. I want you to write down three things that God has done in the past that He's either saved you or rescued you. I remember for me, as I began to put this own exercise to work, my very first thing that I think about is when I was a paper boy and how I was selling newspapers. I was just a young kid. I wasn't only but maybe 10 or 11 years of age. And I remember this guy said to me, listen, I want to buy a newspaper. And I was at the railway station, but he wanted to pay for the newspaper in the men's restroom. And a little boy had enough sense in that moment to realize this man had ill intentions. And I believe in that moment, God gave me the ability to discern as a young boy, this man's a bad man. I think the Lord helped me that day. Another moment I can think about where God rescued me is a week before I became a Christian, 17 years of age, and I was pulled over by the police, and I was so intoxicated. I ran, I think, 10 red lights, 20 stop signs. I was pulled out of the car. I was naked because someone had taken all my clothes off me, and I was so mad I drove home, and I didn't even hear the police car. And the policeman had wrote out a list of offenses that I'd committed in that one drive for about 30 minutes. I didn't even hear the siren. I didn't even see the blue lights. I couldn't walk. And the policeman said to me, you will go to jail for this. I already had a speeding ticket. And now he said, you will not just be in juvenile detention center, but this will cross over when you turn 18 and you will be in prison. And I remember I said, God, help me. Right there, the policeman came back and said, we don't know why we're going to do this, but if this car is still here tomorrow morning and you walk home, we'll actually let you go with a warning. Let me tell you, that night, I should have been put in a child juvenile detention center, but the Lord rescued me. Little did I know, a week later, I'd be giving my life to Jesus, and had I lost my license, which would have been the least of the consequences, I would not have been able to go to church like I was able to and needed to at that time. I think about a bad business opportunity. I think about this one. I think about Sharon and I, just newlyweds, and I wanted to get out of the job I was in. It was a go nowhere, have no brains, you know, it didn't reward anything that was proactive. And, you know, I was getting frustrated because I wanted to do more with my life. And I felt like this job, you know, if it was too hot, I couldn't work. If it was too cold, I couldn't work. If it was too windy, I couldn't work. And this was the union stopping me from working. And so I went, I've got to get a job. I got to get somewhere where I can do something. So Sharon, I applied for a job to be a courier. And they said, all you need to do is buy a van. So Cheryl, I went down to a car dealership to buy a car to start this new career. And the car salesman, think about it, the car salesman. Anybody know how aggressive those people can be? You with me here? And we said to them, we want to buy a van for the company that I'm going to start. And he said to me, what's the name of the company? And I told him. Now, his job is to sell cars. That's how he makes a living. But somehow, by the goodness of God, God rescued us. And He says, I know that company, and I'm here to sell cars, but I want to advise you, this is a bad opportunity, and I would advise you not to do this. Who has ever heard of a car salesman talking you out of buying a car? Never in my life. And I just look back and say, selah. Amen? So come on, write it down. Write down three things. And then look at Philippians 3, verse 12. Not that I've already obtained all of this or already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take a hold for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself to have taken hold of it, but this one thing I do, look at this, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me onward, upward, heavenward in Christ Jesus. Come on, everybody. There are some things you just need to forget about. Think about 2019. There's some things that have taken place in your life that you just don't want to carry into 2020. This is a Sons of Issachar moment. This is a Selah moment. And the Bible says, pause. And you have an option of what you're going to think about. Because the Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So let's make sure there's some things that we're just going to forget about. Amen? Some things that you just don't want in your future. Amen? Like for me, I wrote down three things that I want to forget about this year and leave it in this year. And here's the first one. Some of our family and the health challenges we've had this year. With my daughter Alyssa and some of the health challenges she's faced. Josh with migraines. Me with my ringing ear. You have no idea how frustrating it is for me to have this ear ringing since a year ago and having had nerve damage in my ear that the doctor tells me is permanent. But I'm telling you, I'm believing in the name of Jesus for healing for my ear. Come on, somebody. So I'm believing for health. You're catching it. Another thing that I want to put to bed this year that I don't want to take with me next year is certain thoughts. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You just got to take into captive every thought. And there's some thoughts that the Bible says as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. If you want to know what your future looks like, be conscious of your thoughts. Think deeply. Think carefully. There are some mindsets you just got to leave in 2019. You've got the option and you will become what you think about. For me, another one is offenses. I'm going to leave some things that people said in the past. I choose to forget about it. Amen? I'm just going to forget about it because you become what you think about. So if I think about those things, I could get offended. But I forget that which is behind. Paul is having a Selah moment. He's teaching us to forget about certain things, but to keep on pressing toward the prize. Everybody got it? So pause and think about the future. Think carefully and deeply about this. Now, I want you to write down three things that you want to believe for in 2020. Amen. For your future. Psalm 103, verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, and forget not all of his benefits. Hey, you've got options. Selah, what are you going to think about? What are you going to take into 2020? What are you believing God for in 2020? I wrote down three things I'm believing God for. Number one, I'm believing God to take a giant step forward in toward a strategy of actually being debt-free on a house within the next 6 years. I'm not saying I'll be debt-free in 2020, but I believe next year, I'm believing God to take a giant step forwards, and that is not by holding back on what we do to give to God's house. We will always be tithers. As long as I've been a Christian, I have tithed and will always be generous to the house of God. I was thinking about it last night as I was just working out, filling in these blanks myself. And I was thinking about, well, what would that be? And I know over the last, my Christian life of over 35 years, that I have given hundreds of thousands of dollars over and above my tithe to building the house of God. I can be confident that I've got seed in the ground, and I got confident that my harvest is found me and is finding me, and I can believe if I build God's house, he'll build mine in Jesus' name. Amen? Come on, give the Lord a hand if you're going to do it. I'm believing God for 20 Wave campuses. I think, Josh, you mentioned we have 7, but we actually have 8 now because we started downtown Richmond. We've actually started a Wave community in San Clemente, so we have 8.5. Praise the Lord. I'm also believing God to be more generous than I've ever been ever before. Come on, I want you to have a sila. I want everybody to take your time right now and write down, what are you believing in 2020? There's something powerful about writing down your vision. There's something significant about knowing God works through times and seasons. Amen, church? So I want to pray for people here this morning. I want to take the time to minister and pray, but I want to give you those notes. Praise the Lord. It's not homework, but it's things for you to think about, to pause and to reflect on it. Amen? I guarantee you, look at me. The Bible says this, let the weak say, let the poor say. Now you know what it is. I want you to say it like you're strong and like you're rich. Let the weak say, let the poor say. Do you know it was not Dale Carnegie who said that? How to win friends and influence people? It wasn't Anthony Robbins. It wasn't, you know, Zig Ziglar, a motivational speaker. It was Jesus. It's in the Word of God. Let the weak say. What are you going to say about 2020? Let the weak say. Let the poor say. Come on, we can say what God says. We're going to forget what we don't want. We're going to put it in the past, and we're pressing toward the future. Come on, let the weak say. Come on, let the weak say. I'm going to keep shouting until you shout it. Let the weak say. Let the poor say. Come on. Come on, God said. So this morning, I want to pray for people. And there's things that you absolutely, definitely are believing God to leave in 2019. Maybe it is sickness. Maybe it is poverty. Maybe, listen to me, sometimes it could even be a relationship that you know is toxic and you've just had to make the decision, I'm not having that in my future. Maybe this morning, I don't know, maybe it's just the pain of heartache and loss, and yet you're not going to sila on that anymore. You're actually going to be thinking about what God has for you in your future. One thing's for certain, whatever you hold on to will define you. And I want to encourage people today, there's things that you've just got to leave in your past. Come on, somebody. There's things, there's moments. God works through time and seasons. And I want to pray for people here today. If there's something that you know you do not want to take with you in the 20, maybe it's a habit. Are you hearing me? Maybe it's just you've been conscious of your thought life and you go, I do not want that in my future. I better start changing that. I better forget about that. I've got options and I'm going to exercise the option of having a sila moment. Maybe you've actually had a tough year in your marriage. And as you're looking forwards, all you're thinking about is, oh God, how hard will it be to work a way through this? Come on, you're going to, in the name of Jesus, it's going to be in the past. Our future is going to be brighter. Amen? So I wonder today if you'd have the courage. In the 9 o'clock service, I was shocked how many people, I think it was the whole church, to be honest with you, stood to their feet. But I want to pray for people here today, and you say, Steve, there's things in 2019 I don't want in 2020, and I'm going to forget about them. I'm going to press toward. If that's you, stand to your feet. I want to pray for you. Come on. If there's things that absolutely, habits, thoughts, toxic relationships, sickness, poverty, amen. You know, I was going to get the 9 o'clock service, whoever stood, to come to the front, and here it is again. See, here's what we're going to do. Watch this. The Bible says, confess your faults one to another. Confess your faults. The very fact that you stood up, the very fact that you said, there's something I just want to let go of, there's something I want to forget about, is a confession. There's some stuff in my life I don't want in my future. And the Bible says, confess your faults one to another, and you shall be healed. So today, there's way too many people for me to lay hands on all of you. So I'm going to get the body to pray for the body. We all need it. We all need breakthrough. You say, oh, but Steve, if you knew my sad and sorry past, I've got no position to pray for anybody. Hey, let the weak say. Let the poor say. You're qualified. Amen? So that's all I want you to do. I want you to put your hand on the shoulder of the people around you. And we're going to, now listen, we're going to pray. Not yet, but we're going to pray. And listen, don't be thinking about, I want prayer. You be praying for the person on your left and be praying for the person on your right. And if they're praying for you like you're praying for them, you'll get prayer. And let's believe in the name of Jesus today, there are things that are going to stay in 2019 that will not follow you in the 2020. Come on, begin to pray. Put your arms around each other. Make sure no one's missing out. Come on, put your arms around each other and begin to pray for one another that we might be healed. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we draw a line in the sand and we declare today, Lord, for a cutting off, for a removal. Lord, today we exercise the option of Selah. And we declare today, Father, we will not think on it. We will not bring it forwards. We cut it off. We thank you, Lord. There's a line in the sand. We thank you, Lord, for healing. We thank you, Lord, for blessing. We thank you, Lord, for victory. We thank you, Lord, for breakthrough. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the power of heaven now. In the name of Jesus. Come on, church, if you believe it, give God some praise. No. If you believe it, praise Him. Come on, praise Him. Praise Him. Amen. Let the weak say. Let the poor say. Come on, give someone a high five around you. Say, you're strong and you are rich. Come on, say it to someone. You are strong. And you are rich. Amen. As you're being seated. You know, in the first service, we did something and I said, Holy Spirit, I don't want to do it just because I did it in the first service. But it was in the first service this morning, the Holy Spirit impressed on my heart. There are people here that are believing God for babies and for children. And I know there are people here that have struggled with that. I know that. But the Holy Spirit had put it in my heart. And he prompted me again in this service. Now, maybe for some people, it's medically impossible. Maybe the doctors told you, you can't have children. There is no physiological, biological way. But I want to tell you, our God is a God of answered prayers. And our God is a God of breakthrough. Listen to me now. Listen to me. When I was one of the pastors in Hillsong Church back in Australia, I was very close to a number of people in that church, one of which was a couple that was called the Cheathams. And I've known them, and they tried for 20 years to have children. 20 years. I've wept with them. I have prayed for them that they would have children. It was the cry of their heart. And I remember a prophet was visiting our church. He didn't know them at all, and he looked at them up there. And he said, that couple up there, and he had them stand up. It was the Cheathams. And he goes, I want to let you know that you'll have a baby in your arms within the next 12 months. And I'll be honest with you, the pastor's heart judged that harshly and went, oh boy, that better be God. I've prayed with this couple. I've wept with them. And I went, oh God, do you know, Sharon, isn't it true? 12 months later, we dedicated a little baby for 20 years. And I got it in my heart today to pray for people who are believing God to have children. Whether you just haven't had them yet, or whether medically it just seems there's no hope, I want you today, if you would take the courage to come and stand with me down the front here, I'm going to have some of the mums and the wives of our team come and pray with you and for you. I'm even going to anoint you with oil. I think I've got some oil here somewhere. Maybe you're a husband and wife. Maybe you're just here today and you don't have your spouse with you. But come on, if that's you and you're believing God to have children, would you have the courage to stand up and just come on, give me a wave if that's you. Where are you today? Amen. Come on down here. Would you come? I want to believe with you and for you in the name of Jesus. Come on, give these people a hand. This is a delicate moment. This is an important moment. Amen. Come on, give him a hand. Let's believe God. Let's get Leah. Come on up here. Gay, come on up here. Let's get some of the girls to stand around these beautiful couples and let's just believe God in the name of Jesus. Look at me. This is not false hope. This is Bible. What I'm talking about happens in Scripture and it still happens today. And I told you that story because I know the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, pray for couples, for their children. And I'm believing God with you and for you. I'm looking forward to the baby dedication. I believe today, look, let me tell you something. Don't let fear rob you of your future. Amen? God can do a miracle. God absolutely can do a miracle. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? You believe it? Amen? Are you ready for this? Come on, church, would you stretch your hand out toward these people and we're going to anoint them with oil? Come on, some of these wives, get around these girls and I'm going to anoint you with oil and we're going to believe God in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Lord, as I anoint each and every couple, I thank you, Lord, that you will work miracles in and through their lives. We thank you, Lord, for what doctors do. But Lord, we thank you that you are the great physician. You are our healer. You are our maker. You are our God. And I thank you, Lord, for faith to come and fear to leave them. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, I believe for a supernatural healing where healing is needed. I believe, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that these people are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Lord, we believe in the name of Jesus for miracles. We believe for babies, baby boy, baby girls. We thank you, Father, that you will answer our cry, that you hear us. And we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, for miracles, for wombs to open. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We are fearfully and we are wonderfully made, and we believe you for it. And everybody said, amen and amen and amen. Come on, give a Lord a hand. I'm looking forward. I want you to talk to me. I want to hear what the Lord has done. Amen. Thank you for having the courage to come forward. What an honor it is to pray for each and every one of you in Jesus' name. Come on, church, give these people a hand. That's a lot of courage. I want to pray for people here in the service. And I don't know, maybe the doctor's given you a bad report. Maybe you've been told this is terminal, it's incurable. Maybe you've been given no hope in your business. And outside of God, it looks hopeless. And even this morning, you're here in church and you're excited to be in the house of God, but this thing's really got you. It's rocked you. It's made you feel like, this is the word I feel to say, it's made you feel like you're less of a Christian. Do you know what I mean by that? It's rocked you. It's like, God, is this real? And it's really rocked you. It's like you need a miracle. I don't know what it is. Maybe for you, it's your marriage. But you desperately need God to do something. Maybe it's financial. Matter of fact, there's somebody here and your business is on the verge of bankruptcy. And it's that close and you need a miracle. And I've come today, look at me now. You gotta know me, I believe in altar calls. But sometimes I think we have so many altar calls that we need to get off the altar and go out there and do what God's called us to do. Are you hearing me? I get frustrated with people who just think everything happens at the altar. But if we are going to have an altar call, then the altar should alter our call. Are you hearing me? And I believe there are miracles right here. This is holy ground. We're going to sing this one more time. And if you need that kind of a miracle, maybe it's an illness and there's been given no hope for you. Maybe it is a financial situation and you are, it's rocked you to your core. And I want to tell you today, God is more powerful and God is able to supernaturally intervene. God's promise is a yes and amen. They are yes and they are amen. And I just want you to say this to whatever it is, God knows what you're dealing with. You need to say yes to his promises. And you just say amen. It's like this. The Lord's putting this challenge in front of you. Don't speak about it anymore. Speak to it. And say, God's promises are yes and they are amen. Talking about it only reinforces what it is that you don't want. So you're going to say God's promises every time you catch each other. God's promises are yes and they are amen. And 2020 is going to be a year of breakthrough for you. In the name, come on, receive now, receive. Come on, church, give God some praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There it is. Receive, receive, receive. In the name of Jesus. Come on, receive, receive. Come on, receive it, receive it, receive it. God's got something special for you today. Listen to me. Listen to me. He knows. He knows. Look. It's not based on how good you are and how good I am. It's based on His goodness. And you are not alone. The Lord is fighting for you. The Lord is with you. He knows the wrong that has happened. And He will right it. Just don't get bitter. Don't get bitter. Don't let this thing dry up your bones. Don't let this thing eat at you anymore. God is good. He loves you. And He's going to redeem and He's going to restore. What the enemy sought to take away, you're going to get double. Because that's what God does. He restores. Job ended up with twice as much as he had before. You've been through some stuff. Is good twice as much. That's what I'm prophesying over you. Listen, here's the word of the Lord for you. The Holy Spirit gave me this word during the break, and He said it's going to be for someone in the 11 o'clock service. This is what I'm declaring for you. You're going to see God do twice as much of the good things this year with half the effort. It's not based on your good works. It's not based on my good works. It's based on His goodness. Do you believe it this morning? Come on, just receive that. Father, stretch your hand out toward my sister. I just believe God's doing something significant. Just touch her. Right now, Father. Right now, Father. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sir, you are one of the greatest threats to the enemy. Potential in God. If you only knew, the enemy sees you as a real threat. And I want to tell you something. You just got to believe in what God believes in you. Because I'm telling you, man, you're a firehouse. You are. There's an old proverb that says, you know, still waters run deep. There's a lot to you. There's a lot in you. And I believe this is a time for you to be confident and for you to be bold and to speak out. God's keeping you. You are kept by His power and His mercy and His graciousness. This will not be the end of you. Oh God! Let faith come. Let fear leave. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now, right now, right now for miracles in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. How you doing? Amen. Are you sitting on the front row or are you on the altar? sitting on the front row. Are you on the altar or are you sitting on the front row? I want to make sure. You're here for prayer? No, you're on the front row. I just want to make sure I don't miss anybody. Praise the Lord. How you doing? Amen. Lift your hands. Just receive now. There it is. Man, you may be small in stature, but you are big in God. Oh God, touch it now. You have great faith. You have great faith. Lord, reward her faith. Lord, reward her faith. Answer the prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 John, it's going to be a year for you of turnaround. You're just going to see things come into place that you've been frustrated. God, why isn't this happening? Why isn't that happening? And just when you feel like you got this working, that stops working. But I just believe in the name of Jesus. 2020, listen to me. Hear the word of the Lord. Listen to me. Listen to me. Focus on what God is doing. Don't focus on what hasn't happened. Focus on what God is doing. If you'll put your eyes on people and helping others, God will see to it. Listen to the word of the Lord. I'm telling you, I see this in God as clearly as I see you. The glory of the Lord has got your back. It's a verse straight out of Scripture. Don't be worrying about what's behind you now. You keep pressing toward the prize and God will have your back and God will take care of it. You don't need to worry about what's behind you. You concentrate on what's out in front of you in the name of Jesus. Amen. He who began a good work in you will accomplish it in Jesus' name. I want you to receive that as a word from heaven in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus for miracles, for answered prayer, for sickness to be healed. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Come on, you believe it? Come on, you believe it? Amen. Come on, five people say, let the weak say I'm strong. As you're all going, you're back to your seat because I want to pray just for a few more people here before we close out this service. Praise the Lord. Amen. Man, time flies when we do this. Amen. Come on, give five people a high five. Say, you're strong and you're rich. Come on. Amen. Come on. Would you stay standing if you're able, please? We'll be done in just a moment. But I know this morning that there are people here and you still got some dreams that haven't come to pass. And by the way, you're looking at the greatest dreamer who's got dreams that haven't come to pass. And I want to tell you something. Here's the word of the Lord for you. Don't lose heart. Don't lose heart. God puts dreams in people's hearts. He doesn't do it to frustrate you. He does it to keep you motivated and keep you inspired and to keep you keep on pressing on in Jesus' name. Listen, though the enemy comes at you in one direction, he will flee from you in seven. Amen? You will not fear the arrow that comes by the day or the terror that comes from the night. I want to say to you, 2020, let's have some big dreams. Can you say amen? Let's have some big wave church. I'm believing God in the name of Jesus. 2020, we're going to see that back screen opened in Jesus' name. Are you believing for me? I'm believing in 2020, we're going to see the greatest miracles, the greatest salvations, the greatest breakthroughs. And that's not just a building. That's what God is doing for his people in Jesus' name. Come on, anybody believing me? Come on. I got to finish, but I'm going to finish with this story. And again, I just feel the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Several years ago, I was in a friend of mine's church. And stay standing because I want to pray for people and then we'll close. And his name was Jerry Keeney. He pastors a church in Western Australia. The furthest distance from here in the world is Perth, Western Australia. And I remember he asked me to come preach in his church. And he asked me if I would pray over people. So I prophesied over this one person. And I looked at him, I said, sir, I don't know who you are, I don't know what you do, but I want to tell you, you're about to come into supernatural blessing. And when you do, here's what the Lord wants to say to you. Do not forget the Lord your God, your maker. And see to it that you first bless the house of God. And I'm telling you, there'll be no end to what God can do. My friend Jerry Kahan by no means was disrespecting the word or disrespecting the man. But he said to me, Steve, that guy, that would take an absolute miracle. And he wasn't saying this in a condescending way, so please don't misunderstand what he said. He said, that man's a trash collector. And it's not as if God couldn't bless anyone. But Jared pictured this guy on the back of a truck throwing trash into, you know, trash cans into the trash collector. Like a job, a guy on a set salary. Because every time Jared asked this guy what he did, this guy used to say to Jared, I'm a trash collector. So that's the picture Jared pictured. Little did Jared know, a week later, Jared didn't know this man wasn't the trash collector or a trash collector. He owned the company. And he, in that week, landed the largest contract in the history of the whole state of Western Australia. And a week later, he goes into Jared's office and writes a check to that church for $1 million. Isn't that amazing? And he said, Lord, I received that word, and the first thing I'm going to do is tithe on that contract, which was $1 million tithe. I tell you, church, that sometimes I just wished I could get on the other end of this finger. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And Jared rang me up. He goes, Steve, you know the guy? Jared said to me, Steve, you missed it. That guy, and he rang me and said, Steve, he just wrote me a check for $1 million. I said, that's awesome. Send Wave Church a tithe of the tithe. Which he didn't do, and I'm only joking. But I believe there are people here, and I want to close out this service before I do one last thing. So pray for people who've really got in your heart that God wants to bless you in your business endeavor. And maybe you don't, maybe when I say business, maybe that's different than what some people might think. Maybe for you, I don't know, maybe it's a book that you're going to write that God's going to bless. And before he blesses you, you're going to predetermine in your heart, I will answer and make sure that I give God the glory and I'm blessed to be a blessing. And I will not just turn this on myself, but I'll acknowledge my God who was my source. Are you hearing me? Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's an album, maybe it's a song, maybe it is a business, maybe it's starting a business, maybe it's an invention, maybe it's something in your company that brings a new revenue source, that brings blessing to your company and to you. But you really got it in your heart, you want to be one of those people. In Jesus' name, there's something already stirring in you. As I'm talking, you're going, oh God, this is me. That's, you just described me. I want you to lift your hand. I want to see who I'm praying for. Yeah, wow. Okay, all right, look at you all. There's so many of you. Here's what I want to say to you. You can put your hand down because God saw it. Listen, be faithful in the little things. Do you know, yesterday, I have to confess, I missed God a little. I was actually driving my car down the boulevard. I was up at West Marine doing some shopping in my favorite store. That and the Harley Davidson store, my two favorites. And I'm coming down the boulevard and I turned right on the Rosemont Road. And I just felt the prompting of the Holy Spirit when I saw a homeless man. And I had a couple of dollars in my car. I always do make sure there's a couple of single dollar notes, few of them, just in case. And the Holy Spirit said, stop and give him some money. But the truth is, by the time I heard that and I was driving and there was traffic, I was already on the interstate. And I said, Lord, I missed you in that moment. I'm sorry, I didn't stop quick enough. And I don't think God was mad with me because the Lord spoke to me about that on several occasions. And I'm not just giving out money willy-nilly or anything like that, but it was just a moment. I said, God, I missed you. I should have stopped. And it's like the Lord said, well done, son. And I just, you know, to me, it's like this. It's not well done because I missed it, but well done in me saying, Lord, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that. You hearing me? Now, a couple of dollars isn't going to make a big difference in my life. And whether it does or doesn't, what he does or that doesn't even matter. What matters is, everybody who lifted your hand, we all want the great story, but it's the faithful and the little things. And I want to say to you, look at me, everybody who lifted your hand, if you're not tithing, forget it. Just start doing that. Just start doing that and wait and see what God will do as you're faithful in the tithe. And it's just faithful in the little things. Maybe, you know, just this week, I said something I said to Sharon that I wished I never said. And I said, honey, I'm sorry. Because I shouldn't have said what I said. It just wasn't kind. Are you hearing me? And I don't know how many times I've gone to God and said, God, I don't want that in my life. I don't want to be that guy. Not even a moment of it. Are you hearing me? Come on, church, are you hearing me? Be faithful in the little things. And I promise you, if you do that, God will take care of the big stuff. Everybody here, put your hand up a moment ago. Put it up one more time. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus. Everybody who lifted their hand, who says, Lord, I believe you've blessed me to be a blessing, to be a resource to the kingdom. And in it all and through it all, they will live a blessed life. I'm asking God for you to open the windows of heaven. And now I'm going to ask everybody in the whole church, lift your hands. And Father, we're asking you for 2020. Lord, your word says that if we fully obey the Lord our God and we're careful to obey all the commandments, not from the turn to the right or to the left, but to have the courage to do everything that is written therein, that Lord, we'll be blessed in the city, we'll be blessed in the country. Lord, we'll be blessed with our livestock. Our barns will be filled. There will be provision. There will be jobs. There will be breakthrough. There will be healing. There will be abundance. There will be favor. There will be increase. There will be promotion. There will be advancement. And I declare today in the name of Jesus for 2020 to be a year of breakthroughs, to be a year of miracles, to be a year of growth in the name of Jesus. Lord, you have blessed us to be a blessing. And all God's people said, let the weak say. No, you gotta shout it. Let the weak say. Let the poor say. Give God some praise. Ah, come on. Come on, Father. As we close, everybody look at me. And I am closing. We've already received the offering. We left this time free for ministry so I could pray for people. Here's the last thing I want to do. I don't know about you, but this to me is more exciting than anything I do in church. This to me means more to me than anything. Any sermon I'll ever preach, any dollar I'll ever give, and I love to give. This to me is the most important part of this service. I want to pray for people online, and I want to pray for people, everybody listening to the sound of my voice, from this row here, from the front to the back, all the way across, right up to those seats, up to the very back, across here, look at me. Are you a Christian? God works through time and he works through seasons. I don't believe it's a chance or a coincidence you're here this morning. I believe you're here on the timing of God, that you might encounter Christ in a fresh, in a real, and a powerful way. Look at me, my friend. If you say, Steve, I'm not yet a Christian. Steve, I don't know if I'm a Christian. Or if you say, Steve, I'm away from God. And I sense him this morning. I know that he's real. I feel his presence. I want to say, come home. Church, are you going to believe with me people are going to commit their life afresh to Jesus? Are you going to believe with me that right here in this service, heaven is open? I want to pray for you. I'm not going to ask you to come to the front. I'm going to ask you right where you're standing. If in a moment, if you'll just put your hand in the air high enough and long enough for me to see it, I want to pray for you. I couldn't think of a better time than the end of a night, 2019 going into 2020. There's already people raising their hands. Come on, church. If that's you and you say, Steve, pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus. Lift your hand right now. God bless you. 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 Come on. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Come on. Where are you? Put your hand up. That's it. God bless you. Who else? Come on. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Come on. God bless you. Who else? Come on. Put it up nice and high. Give it away. If I haven't seen it, come on. Church, can we give the Lord a hand for everybody? Let's pray this prayer, everybody. Say, Lord Jesus, I ask you today to come into my life, to forgive me of my sins. I receive you now as my Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart. I confess with my mouth. I'm now a Christian. In Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody who lifted your hands, yeah, you want to, I won't stop you applauding that.
We hope you enjoyed this message by Pastor Steve Kelly. You can find more resources by Pastor Steve at stevekelly.tv and wavechurch.com.